Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. And our motto is, better late than never. At least today it is. Because I was late. Not gonna happen in the future, I say to myself. And then, you know, future Nate is like, great, I appreciate that, past Nate. And then when future Nate becomes present Nate and casts his glance into the past, ashamed. Or just casts his glance askance at sort of an understanding disappointment. Also, hey, you can call in 855-915-WMFO. I was trying to think of a word yesterday, and I'm all over the place. It's the word for, is there a word out there that sort of describes awe in a fearful way? And I understand that most novels or whatever would just say a fearful awe, where it's like you would see, right, like one of those massive earth movers digging out like a foundation for a skyscraper or something like that, and you're sitting there and you're like, wow, it's really cool that humans are doing this on such an industrial scale. But then also you're like, man, anything in that thing's way is just like pulverized. It's that. What is the word to sort of describe, boy, I tell you what, that thing is cool, but if it was turned on to me, I would be terrified. Something like that? Fearful awe? One word to encompass that entire thing. If you know that, any wordsmiths out there, big old lexicons, 855-915-WMFO. In the meantime, I'm going to play you some music. That's the deal. All right.
Keep on running around. hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me. We could wait for weeks, I'm gonna be right here overthinking through. I could be the only one, but I might not be him, and it drives me to why. I'm thinking of a man much more than I. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me. Right here overthinking through. I could be the only one, but I might not be him, and it drives me to why. I'm thinking of a man much more than in the morning, summertime, maybe in the garden, somewhere I'ma be honest, I don't wanna keep you in a boring life. I can pick up when you're calling, keep it real with you always. We can take a real slow down. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. Tonight. It's all worthwhile.
Hey, what's up? Checking in to say you are listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Rat-a-Tat, Grape Juice City in the background. LP4. What a great album. What a great, super useful album. Like, Rat-a-Tat, good on its own. Also, good as sort of like musical utility. That's not an insult. It's a commodity. You can trade, you can buy and sell Rat-a-Tat on the open market. It speaks to the ubiquity of the goodness of Rat-a-Tat. All right, open the show with Fallen Deep by Blow. Threat by Rex Orange County. Don't know how that one got in there, but it started playing and I was like, all right, well. Amoeba by Clario. What Once Was by Hers. Reverend by Kings of Leon. which I heard this morning on my way into work, and I was like, oh yeah, big time. Wordless Course by My Morning Jacket, Always Forever by Colts. Where have you been, Colts? Well, actually, no, wait, 2023. Never mind. I think a lot of the Colts stuff I listen to is from, like, 1986. Lost in Yesterday from Tame Impala, you know that song. Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog was the last thing you listened to. That song is great. And you watch it live, and it just makes you sad. Sad and happy, but you, like, are crying. Your face is wet with tears. Though you might not describe your emotions as sadness. It's been a fast hour here. Also, I was gonna cut in earlier, but then my dermatologist called me. You know, dermatology, really sort of its own little pirate ship in the world of medication, or medicine. Because, like, you go there and it's like, hey, it could just be... So the two things, and I know that you're wondering. The two things, number one, got a couple moles that, like, as I have aged, I'm like, let's make sure we got eyes on these. You know, nothing bad, nothing crazy, but it's like, I just want to make sure that we're okay on those things. And then feet. You know from listening to the show that I run a lot. Also, during, like, a period of time between, like, 2013 and 2015, I worked at a chemical plant, and I wore boots, or I had to wear boots anytime I went out into the plant area. And I had socks that sort of, like, lived at work, and I would just put those socks on. And of course, it, like, screwed my feet up big time. Because I wouldn't, like, bring them home, and I said, like, it's like now, it's, I just, talking about it is like, it's like the craziest thing in the world, that it would just be like, all right, well, I'll just put these socks on, and they'll just, like, you know, I'm not wearing them all day, and they'll be able to air out my office and whatever. And that's gross too. That's, like, gross too. The fact that I had socks airing out of my office and people were sort of coming and going. Although formaldehyde smelled really bad there, so it's like, your chances are you're just smelling formaldehyde the entire time anyway. So anyway, so my toes got really bad, and you combine that with sort of like a lifetime of running and playing soccer, and then all of a sudden it's just like bad feet. And I've gone through a few different medications. I think we've eliminated the organisms on there in the last couple of years, and now we're just trying to make sure that we get the nails right. So I'll update you on that periodically throughout the school year coming up. I don't know what time I'm going to have, but hopefully this one. I like the 9 a.m. Tuesday slot. Great time. Anyway, thanks for listening. I got a couple more. I got a PSA still got to read, and yeah. Hey, did you know that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands? To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've washed your hands. Covering any cough or sneeze you have with the tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying at home so you don't infect others. Public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. You know what? I am married to a nurse, and she has this practice that is now the thing that I do. She goes, every time she comes back into the house for any reason, washes her hands. And now I sort of do it. Our kids are starting to do it. It's great. I would say I'd recommend that. I used to get sick all the time. And I feel like after 13 years of Molly, I'm sick less. All right. I think we got time for about one more here, and it is going to be this song. So thanks for listening. It's WMFO in Medford, and this has been Fast and Loose. Thanks for hanging out. Yeah, that's it for me. Have a great day. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
This hotel room, well, it's no consolation. He takes a cab and he heads down to the waterfront. Meets his girl Angel. They go for a walk and have a smoke. And she said, I, yes, I love.